Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Got a Facebook message from one of our listeners, one of my friends, I guess. Not, you know, said, "How do you know if you're hitting the frogs?
The butthole,
the toad's ass, yeah. Right? You know.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That's how you know. Because that's what I sing. If you guys hit that,
we know.
Of course, you know that.
Right, there's a scientist out there that says.
Glad you enjoyed that.
You
bought that bit in the bathroom.
Basically, you can't overdose on the DMT. That
good. Let's lick away, man. All right.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Right.
The frog's gonna like it too.
Yes, she is.
I just want Dr. Mina to know that there was a scientist behind this. Rick right. Strassman, MD, scientist.
She'll hammer him.
Said
she'll look into his past. And rip him apart right. on our show in a couple days.
Well, if he deserves it.
Theoretically possible to have a dangerous overdose, but
that's everything.
But unlikely. So we got that.
All right.
And keep in mind, Dr. Mina's very cautious. If she were around at the beginning of civilization, we wouldn't have invented the wheel because we might roll into something and crash.
or fire.
And we wouldn't have had
fire. She tells
us. Very anti-fire. Yeah.
Totally yeah. against fire.
Right. But she's pro-science, which is really weird.
I know.
Yeah. She is anti-fire. I forgot about that. Nick just lights a little bit of the table.
We'd be living
one day.
In a world without
limited to the brakes now.
I know, yeah.
We'd be living in a world without fire and wheels.
Right. Yeah, she's a downer.
Instead we live in a world where Tyler goes to the bathroom and comes up with brilliant ideas.
Yes, we do.
I can just see him standing there going, I got it.
No, she's just very cautious. She always errs on the side of caution. Yeah.
And data.
And that too.
Yeah. Show me the data that says don't start fires inside.
Well.
With only,
it might not fit in the door.
With only one exit. With only one exit. And Nick actually is basically lighting the fire near the exit.
Right near the exit.
Yeah. And me and Todd are screwed.
Oh, we got windows we can kick out.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, we'd have to throw that soundboard through the window.
Yeah.
That's right. Your bulletproof windows.
Yeah. Right about those.
That would be one of those videos where Todd would go to throw something at the window. It would bounce right back off and knock him cold.
Somebody save Todd.
That fire was right by the door, too.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to light a match this place when we leave. That's for sure.
Yesterday morning.
After taking one giant dump.
Yesterday morning, I went to make coffee and ran into one of the TV guys. He's like, "I thought you guys left."
Yeah, really already?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, "No, we were just on vacation." Oh, you leaving soon? Yeah. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
He say thought or was hoping.
He's actually a nice guy. I see him make it. We make coffee about the same time.
It's always kind of funny when people we have a TV station in this town that brags where their building is. Which I always thought was stupid because TV and radio are on the dial the same place. Reason we bring up we're moving studios is because we have a bad crapper here, but we're going to be on the same dial, same place everywhere for everybody else. It doesn't matter. You know. Coming to you live from this particular part of town. Who cares?
They'll be in here with Sage immediately.
Oh, I know they will. Yeah. They will.
So apparently... Todd?
Yes?
Are you looking into the toads?
No, I'm looking into something.
What else you want to lick?
You mentioned the toilet.
I got an idea.
A toilet?
You know, the toilet that we hate here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find an email.
Yeah, so the toilet's become a character on the show, he said. It was a great email. I saw that.
The guy suggested, you know, that we dwell more on the toilet because it's kind of become a character on the show.
Well, he wanted a video to show exactly how long the walk is.
Oh, is that what he wanted?
Right. Yeah. Okay. And I think he wanted Nick to do it as punishment for showing up late. Nick has to make the video and show how long you have to walk to get from here to the bathroom.
That email came out, we were on break, right?
Yeah, it's a jaunt.
Yeah. Plus, it's a one-holer.
One hole, two chairs.
Yeah,
here it is.
Two seats.
Yep.
Love, Craig. That's his email name.
Who doesn't?
Love, Craig.
Well,
that's very kind.
A lot of people.
That's day-to-day.
Yeah.
And that.
As I sit here catching up on the podcast.
Listeners love him. A lot of people that know him don't love him.
Yeah, they don't live with me.
Understandable.
They don't live with you.
Right? I don't live with the listeners.
No, you don't.
Oh, he's bragging about how he's going to have sex with a Latin chick.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Move past that.
Yeah.
You can see bragging about that.
I miss that part.
Have you ever posted a video of this unholy, uncivilized dungeon 5,000-mile-away bathroom that at this point is a reoccurring character on the show?
First of all, when you walk in our bathroom, you're walking back into 1975. And if you weren't around 1975, look at a bathroom from 75 online. It looks like that.
And somebody's leaving snacks in there now.
Yeah, I want to bring it up, too.
It's the guys down the hall.
That's disgusting.
That's hilarious.
Of course it's them.
That's hilarious because there's like open peanuts and pretzels in there for in the bathroom.
There was an apple in a basket. And then the next time I went in there, it was gone. Somebody took the apple out of the bathroom.
And ate it. Ugh.
No, it's those guys up there.
That's a funny bit. That's a funny bit.
You guys and Puss have spent countless hours describing the woes of the office bathroom. While you guys and Puss are a savant in giving verbal perspective in the descriptions, I think I speak for every listener when I say Nick needs to upload a video showing his 5,000-mile backpack to the bathroom.
5,000
and the horrors that go along with it.
Yeah.
Before you vacate the premises and the character finally gets laid to rest.
It's a two-pronged story. The bathroom's pretty far away, but when we used to have everybody in here pre-COVID, there was always loafers in there pooping all the time.
Yep.
Loafers meaning salespeople.
Yeah, because the bathroom right up near where they are at, they didn't want to defile.
Right.
They'd go to the back of the building where we're at.
And it was always full. And if that was full and the urinal was full, which is we only had one urinal, we had to walk the whole way back here and couldn't do it.
No, and we only have a certain amount of time during commercial breaks to get things done. And
right. Sometimes you got to poop.
Right. You got to wait on some loafers. Who's got time to wait on loafers?
And they got plenty of time because they're not waiting for a commercial break, Dad.
Well, I've developed a point in the commercial break where I can look up at the clock and go, I don't have time.
Right.
Now, there's a drop dead. It's like, try next time.
Do we know how close the new bathroom is in the new studio before we start bitching about this place too much?
Oh, it's got to be closer than this one.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think I've ever worked in a place where the bathroom is nearly this far away.
And it'd be tough to be further away.
Two of each at the new. I actually got a picture from our engineer.
Two pissers and two poopers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They cut.
I hate to be so technical.
Well, they don't have 12 feet of mirror.
Oh, that's right.
For the TV people to primp.
That's right.
What do they have for snacks in there?
Now, we also got an email from a listener that works right down the hall from our new building, our new room, and she's a smoker. She said, yeah, you had to go across into the parking lot. And she said there's a squirrel over there that she hates. Or something like that. I gotta get this.
That's hilarious.
I think we went on vacation. I got a Facebook message from this woman. That was it. And
I hate the squirrel.
It was a squirrel. I mean, it's such a funny email.
But I think we're just down to Nick smoking his Swisher Sweets or whatever the hell puff on there.
I'm told the bathrooms are maybe 100 feet from the studio.
Oh.
Well, what's that mean? That's 10.
That's 30 yards.
30 a lot yards. Closer.
Yeah.
About 30 steps.
And extra holes, right?
Yeah, two of each.
All right.
So sometime before we leave, Nick. Get a little video of you walking to the bathroom.
I'll have to do that.
Right.
With your backpack. You got to carry supplies.
Right.
Definitely. Get tired on the way there.
I'm also hearing that DMT is fun and he's still alive.
I think the toad's a go.
Yes, it is.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Yeah. Here it is. I work on the, I'm not going to mention the floor, above your new studio. Being the only smoker at my company, I walk by your new digs quite a bit to go smoke in the garage. It's nice, and it's nearly done. Thank you. We haven't seen it yet. Signed, the creepy middle-aged woman who listens to your show and stalks the progress of your construction. Here it is. The white pigeon in the garage is named Dave. All the others are assholes. And by the way, she's not creepy. She's cute. And I got back to her.
I'm totally looking for Dave the first day we get there.
No, that was the email. I remember that. The white pigeon in the garage is named Dave.
At some
and
point,
all the others are assholes.
At some point, one of us.
I love that.
I know. So do I.
One of us is going to come walking into the building going, I saw Dave. I got it. He's over there now.
What a great email.
Dave is the nice one.
Yeah. I don't want to give her first name up in case her work hears her. And know she has a potty mouth.
Well, like it'll diminish her stature among her coworkers if they know she's cool with us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're going to be moving in there.
Yeah.
Well, if they hear that, they're listening too.
They are. Glad I remembered that. Yeah, it wasn't a squirrel. It was a pigeon, and the rest are assets.
Squirrel would be stupid.
Yeah, it would be stupid.
Who names a squirrel?
Yeah. So we'll see you soon.
So, reading more into the Psychedelic Toads.
All right.
That's a good band
That's
name.
That's a great band name. Surprised there wasn't a band named that for years.
So, is the Colorado River Toad and the Sonoran Desert Toad the same thing?
That's what I'm hearing,
and
yes.
Two of the states you visit the most, Todd, too, basically. Arizona and Colorado. So, maybe you should get a...
Well, no,
start looking at a toad, man.
The toad isn't in Colorado. It's along the Colorado River.
Got it.
And we still
the Sonoran Desert Toad is primarily found in the Sonoran Desert, which stretches from California and Arizona to Mexico. Its habitat also extends slightly into New Mexico. For most of the year, the toad hibernates in underground burrows. In the summer, when the monsoon season hits, it resurfaces to breed in shallow ponds and streams. It's during this window of time that it is vulnerable to being snatched from its habitat.
Which you'd be right about now. This is monsoon season.
Yep.
Although a lot of them probably got swept away because they got hammered with some rain.
They did.
What makes them get you high? See, I'm always
in DMT. In toad medicine circles.
All right. That's a fun group.
Yeah.
I bet you that's a fun group.
In toad medicine circles, these are considered underground ceremonies that take place across the country in what one participant described as on the floor of a chic apartment on the Upper West Side of New York City.
Oh, you must be really stoned.
Participants often lie down on the ground on blankets and sarongs and smoke the dried secretions.
Oh, there you go, Nick. They smoke it.
Oh. Which induce an otherworldly state that lasts about a half hour.
That's a good buzz.
Any excuse to wear a sarong is good by me.
Right. Many who have undergone the experience refer to the poison as a god molecule that has cured their addictions or helped them achieve a deeper connection to the earth.
We all need all
of
those.
In his new memoir, Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, claimed that this 5-MeO-DMT
why he's not in prison?
Helped temporarily cure his addiction to crack.
If he's in, I'm out.
He said it served as a salve. He stayed sober for a year after.
Right. Lock him up.
Since 2018, the World Bufo Alvarez Congress in Mexico has attracted hundreds of participants annually from across the globe. Many ceremonies take place in the country, increasingly for white tourists and popular destinations, where retreat costs can range from $200 a session to all-inclusive packages upwards of $3,000.
All right, here's what I'm reading here. The toad develops the psychedelic substance, this is the DMT, in its neck glands. In the past, humans...
so the ass is worthless.
I told you he was projecting.
I'm going to be licking the ass for no reason.
Where's a reason?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my rag. I'm down.
Somebody's going to enjoy it.
Oh, nobody does the licking anymore, apparently. In the past, humans ingested this natural form of DMT by licking the back of the toad.
His whole family got the show, licking the toads.
The liquid is turned into a smokable dust.
Right.
The dust created by taking the moist venom from the toad's glands and letting it dry out as a paste. Do you kill the toad when that happens?
No.
No, but you are.
Here's the thing. This is what the animal people are saying. The toad has these secretions when it's scared.
Oh.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's a defense mechanism. And so you are actually, you know,
taking away that.
Yeah, you're messing with the toad here. You are hurting the toad because you're making it very anxious.
Yeah, scaring the toad.
Yeah, so I'm scaring the toad last night.
Right. Boo. How do you scare a toad?
That's probably not fair to the toad, but whatever. Buzz a buzz.
Well, yeah, tell that to the toad. but I need to get buzzed.
If you're pretty high.
By squeezing its defense mechanism out of its neck glands.
Now, does it regenerate
like,
that?
Like taking away your guns.
Does it regenerate the juice?
One assumes so, yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
It has to protect itself
it's
more
not
than
a
once
one-time
in its
gland.
Life.
Right.
Yeah, but you're going to probably put a little stress on him when you're squeezing that DMT out.
That's why you got to flip them around and make them feel good.
There are places where they have become.
Yeah, so you scare them and then you lick.
Yeah.
Hello,
my
baby. Hello, my honey. Then they're back.
You scare them, then you lick them.
But you're going to scare them in the first place as a result.
Right.
You know, and then you can put them in a terrarium.
Yeah. Pet them.
The licking might scare them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, what the hell's happening here? Until it happens.
And so there's toad poaching going on. They're not sure how bad it is. There's places where the toads have mostly disappeared. There's other places where they're abundant.
Cautious Dr. Mina is going to shoot us down here later this week. You know she is.
Yeah. An hour trip, though. That's like that would be the ideal amount of time to trip, I feel. You don't have to plan anything out. It's not your whole day.
Right. And if there's not a big hangover and you feel normal after that, that'd be kind of cool.
You're more connected to the earth.
Sure.
Half hour and anxiety's gone.
Fortunately, for every cautious Dr. Mina we talk to, we'll get 10 emails of where to find these toads.
Right.
In the Sonoran Desert, Craig just told us.
Right.
No, like exact location.
Yeah.
Guys will give us
third rock on the left.
Oh, they have that.
They will send us GPS coordinates.
You would think if the toads know they're going to be licked, they would just show up. Hey, baby.
Right.
Here you go.
I bet scare me.
Here you go.
That's if you were a toad.
Sure. A lot of toads don't have that insight.
Yeah.
I think that's a kid's book. If I was a toad.
If you lick one, they'll come back for more. You know they do.
The toad who knew he was going to get licked.
All right, that's 20 minutes of toad talk. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's a beautiful story that I took the wrong thing away from.
We should go all over the country and do Toad Talks.
I'm guessing that's what we did.
Welcome to Toad Talk.
Yeah. Sir, this is a TED Talk. Oh, sorry.
Not for this 20 minutes.
Technically, couldn't a Toad Talk be a
TED
Talk?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Let's make this happen.
They have to accept that, though. That's a company that does that.
If you're tripping hard enough, they're all Toad Talks.
I'm going to go find the TED Talk application.
Yeah, see if our Toad Talk qualifies as a TED Talk. There's enough science in there.
I'm guessing, Craig,
if
you read this wrong, we will think the wrong thing, too.
Well, no, it's actually a beautiful story, but I was actually curious in the detail.
Got it.
Diane and Ed Nesselhoff got married back in 1971, shortly after they went to Colorado to see Ed's family. Diane told local station station KCAU-TV, during the trip to Colorado in 1971, they picked up a souvenir can of Coors Banquet beer.
Okay.
Which at the time had very limited distribution. You could not get Coors anywhere but Colorado at the time.
You watched the documentary Smokey and the Bandit. They'll describe that for you.
Because growing up in North Dakota, when anybody went to Colorado, Dave bought that Coors.
I knew
it was like the nectar.
I knew guys bragging about bringing the Coors Banquet home. Just Coors, wasn't Banquet then. Coors back in Pennsylvania.
Well, it's always been Coors Banquet.
I know, but they just called it Coors.
But it was just Coors then.
Right.
There's a beer like that now that people do out of Wisconsin. It's called like League oh, it's, Power or something.
It's the new Glarus. It's the spotted cow and the moon man mm-hmm. that you can't get anywhere else, and I brought some back, and it's all gone now.
He was afraid you were going to ask right away. It's all gone now. It's all gone now. You see his face there. It's all gone. It's fine.
It's not, but that's what he's telling him.
That's the way he looked at him. Like, it's all gone. Don't ask. Okay, so in 71.
Okay, it's not all gone, but
and didn't open it, right?
It's all spoken for. All
right. So Ed and Diane picked up this souvenir can of Coors Banquet beer, and Ed said, we'll drink this at our 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're supposed to, they don't last out. They get flat even when they're not
See,
open.
See, and that.
If they're not open, they're still flat.
This is where I was curious. How does this thing taste?
Like ass, like a toad's ass, probably.
Well, let but we've already determined that we're willing to do that a lot.
I've let beer sit. You know, I've had enough canned beer in my fridges over the years where I just left them there. Because I either put beer in front of them or beer I didn't want to drink and just forgot about it. A year later, if you open that and taste it, it tastes like ass.
It doesn't keep.
No, it doesn't keep. Yeah.
What's the couple's name?
Ed and Diane Nesselhoff.
All right.
See, I thought this was going to end tragically.
Like they died of alcohol poisoning right
Ed's
away?
Ed's going to go down to the basement and get the can of Coors, and he stumbles and falls down the stairs, and he's dead now.
Well, that'd be a good story.
Is that how it ends?
No.
No, but the end of that little story that you came up with is part of the story.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah.
So the Coors can moved with the family from Wisconsin to Minneapolis, British Columbia, Maryland, finally to South Dakota. Ed actually died in 2016 from lung cancer.
Oh.
One of his last requests was that the wife enjoy the beer with their kid on the 50th anniversary.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which was this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was curious, how did the beer taste?
It went, spit it right out.
Skunky.
Yeah.
Diane said she thought it was very tasty. She was surprised. She thought it'd be full of crap, but it was good.
I don't think it's possible.
I didn't think so either, no. But that's what she said.
I mean, she might not have been disgusted by it, but it doesn't taste good, I guarantee that.
That's what she said.
No way.
Now, at Coors, they said the enjoy-by date for most beers is about 126 days or 18 weeks.
Hello?
50 years.
They're about 49 years past that.
50 years. She said, it's fine, and they didn't get sick.
Well, I wouldn't think they'd get sick. I just think it was just like that.
I would worry about getting sick.
Well, I would, too, but there's totally. Just a bunch of alcohol in there, so maybe it didn't get...
Not a bunch. Yeah.
Well, it's pasteurized. You know what that means.
They kept it out of the field for a while.
Yeah. Nick will tell you what that means. Yeah.
But in this case, she said the 50-year-old Coors, it wasn't bad, I guess. But I have a hard time believing it.
I think if you're going to do that and you're married, you should probably save like a bottle of wine or something that can last 50 years.
Yeah.
Or a bottle of whiskey, don't open it.
Something that would age well.
Yes, age well. Right. But you know what? I get the sentimental value. It's a Coors, you know. Whatever. But he's dead now, right?
That wasn't the story.
It's been for a while.
Yeah, we didn't want to try that old Coors. Hell with this.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.